Ooh, it's you know what? It's very appropriate that you're going to see the Wizard of Oz this week, because I'm pretty sure if you walked outside right now, you would just blow away. You know, I was worried about you. Instead, you're sitting inside eating pudding.
Good too.
Oh Lord. You know that Steve the Tater unsubscribed. He loves it when you eat, and I'm sure that the spoon hitting the bowl is an. Wait, did you make a box of pudding? This isn't like a pudding cup. You've made a whole box of pudding, haven't you? Jesus Christ!
Actually, I made two boxes of pudding.
Oh,
but it's sugar free and lactose free, so there'll be no gastric disturbances later.
But now there will be. Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure there's a gastric disturbance happening outside my recording studio window.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's what it sounds. It's windy. Let's put it that way.
Okay, I'm done eating pudding. We can start the show.
Get ready now. Here we go. It's Larry and Fatty stealing the show. The funny, the wild, the gassy too. 2 decades strong with nothing to do. They talk about nothing but your laughter, your cry. Inappropriate humor, don't ask them why. Toots and giggles, the chaos will last. Welcome aboard the Little Fatty Cast. Two hosts, one mission, it's a blast. Celebrating 20 years of sass. Larry and Big Fatty make it fast. This is the Little Fatty Cast.
Gosh, well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday.
Monday.
Yeah, the 23rd of September, the 23rd of February, 2026.
Bless his heart.
In the breezy year.
You can't find the breeze sound, can you?
thank you, because I don't think, there it is. It's all her attention of your part. I'm one of your hosts, the one who has a story to tell, but might not be the story that you think. Mr. Larry H. Vader, spelled
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Not quite. Close. Pretty sure that's how my doctor spelled it on my referral. V-A-D-E-R. Larry H. Vader. And joining me today is the pudding eating, collared shirt wearing, probably just back from some sort of Broadway event co-host.
Yes.
Big Fatty. Hi, Big Fatty. Are you're fresh in from some sort of horrifying cultural experience?
Just returned from the Best of Broadway performance of And Juliet.
And how was it?
It was wonderful.
Oh.
And there were some cute dancers. Not a straight man in the cast.
Well, I noticed when I was over having my coffee, no coffee at the Starbucks this morning that that's Lair. That's my MRGC tippy tapping. I was over having my coffee this morning at the Starbucks, which is very near where the performers stay when they're in town. And y'all, I had a moment and signed onto the Grin Doctor and, you know. Ooh. Hi, Daddy. Hi. Correct. Excuse me. So we signed back out of that and went on about our business.
Well, that's too bad, because they were cute. So,
well, you know, sorry.
Or do you need to go take care of the MRGC?
No, he just got off work. He was just texting to see how I'm doing. So anyway, y'all, I've had to. Put a hold on the MRGC's advances for the last week or so, and I'll tell you about that later. But y'all, when you do that, they get worked up.
Get clingy, probably.
And how you feeling? How's everything going? I'm going to go home, but you know, I could pop by. Would you just like to sit and talk?
Oh,
No, because So anyway, but yeah. So Big Fatty, how was your week?
Well, I just sent you something.
Ooh. Where'd you send it? On the
In the group chat, probably will apply. We'll probably be able to play this twice.
Oh, I hope not. I hope just once. For me, just once. But maybe there's more. But okay, yeah. All right. So it was a good week then.
It was a good week. It's a good week.
Now,
anyway,
are you all packed?
Hadn't even pulled out the valise yet.
Thank God.
Which reminds me, I need to go pull the valise out.
Y'all, Big Fatty's going off to the Lost Wages this week, and you know, I'm always a little envious of that.
Yeah. And then he learned that the Nip was going, and not so envious.
Right. Y'all, there was a little bit more to that story, and we'll eventually get to it. But yeah, I was also supposed to go on a trip this week. Will not be. And will not be going anywhere probably anytime soon. So
would you like to elaborate on that?
Oh, well, let's do this. Does this go down, or do I have to turn it down? I mentioned that my back hurt when we were recording last week's little show. Yeah. And, it's still a little bit loud. And, y'all, I put up with it.
Turn it all the way down.
Y'all, I put up with it for a day or two. And finally, y'all, it was obviously infected. And I'll leave it at that. And so, y'all, I went to the doctor and...
And by it, you mean...
My back. Like...
Your back.
Infected
back.
There was a spot on my back that was, like, obviously infected. And so, y'all, I said, what in the hell? So, y'all, I went to the doctor and walked in and introduced myself. Because, y'all, it was not my doctor. It was the nurse practitioner. But, y'all, he was... If I had to guess, I would say 60. And that's not a bad thing because, you know.
A young man.
Right. So someone right out of college doesn't inspire us with as much confidence as someone who has seen some shit.
Right.
And he had. And so, took my shirt off. And so that was.
And he went, ooh.
Well. It was, y'all, we've added so many sounds to the soundboard, I can't find anything anymore. Took my shirt off. But he looked at my back and he said,
have anything to do with an infected back. That's just you taking your shirt.
Right, in general. And he said, that's infected. And he gave me his first name, and truthfully, I think it's Roger, so that's what we're going to call him, though it's probably not.
It's probably Larry.
And I said, well, Roger, I hear you. I'm not surprised that it's infected. There are signs that it is, as indicated by the gauze I have taped over it right now. What is? It's like I'm a bit perplexed here. What's happening? And so he looked, and he said, all right. So he said, let's drain it, and I'll have a better idea. So,
you know, the words that you always love to hear.
Yep. And let's so did.
Well, that's
and
like
he,
your most regular gentleman caller, right?
Let's correct. Speaking of, I need to see what time he's free. And so, y'all, he did, and then he drained some more. Y'all, then he called the nurse in to bring in a bucket, basically, and... Y'all, that went on, and I am not exaggerating when I say 5 minutes. And the relief was instant. And he said, yep, it's infected. And I said, Roger, again, what the hell is going on? And I told him the story that I told all of you. And I said, I went to the gymnatorium, and I hurt my back, and then it kept getting worse and worse, and then this happened. And he said... Well, that's a nice story. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, These two things are completely unrelated. And I said, Roger, I hear you. I do. And I don't, I mean, you're the expert here, but what do you mean? And he said, well, there's the perfect insertion marks of a spider bite right here on your back. And then I said, right. And so, y'all, he drained it.
So then
and,
they had to bring in another bucket as well.
Right, right. He drained it, and he said, now, it doesn't look like it was like a Black Widow or anything. There's no dead tissue. So, you know, you're probably good there, but it's really infected. So you're going to have to keep it packed and covered. And he said, I'm not going to cut it open. Let's see if we can get it to heal. So y'all, he put me on the good antibiotics and sent me on my way. And he said, but now I want you to come back in Saturday morning so we can check it. And I said, well, boy, that I can't think of anything I'd rather be doing on a Saturday. And he said, well, you're not the one that's working. So, you know, talk to me about it later. And so, but I won't be here, y'all. I'll be at the James Island location. And I said, well, Roger, I live here, as in about a mile from my doctor's office. And he said, well, and I said, okay, fine. And y'all, this, from where Fatty and I live, James Island is not a quick drive. It is probably 25 miles, if I had to guess. Now, the benefit being it's Saturday morning, so there wouldn't be any traffic. So y'all, Saturday morning came, and I went to the James Island location. And after it, y'all felt a million times better, from just, you know, the antibiotics and the draining. But like it wasn't the whatever. And I took my shirt off again. There was more vomiting. Not going to play the sound effect. Y'all got used to it at this point. I'm like, here's Lair. And he said, huh. And I said, what? And he said, well, the infection's definitely better. He said, but I'm going to have to go get someone. And I said, okay. Uh-oh. And so, y'all, he went and actually got my doctor, which was good because I have not seen her in probably over a year because I've just been meeting nurse practitioners who I love. They are the nicest ladies and gentlemen now. But, you know, we pay for the doctor, so we don't mind that. And she looked, and Big Fatty doesn't know this part because he hasn't heard past Thursday, I don't think. But y'all, she said, well, then it's certainly infected still, but that's getting better, I see. And she said, yeah, I see what you're talking about with the perfect bite marks. And she said, but it's not a spider bite.
Oh.
And I said, huh? And she said, it looks like a spider bite. She said, I think you've leaned on something or something, you know, like, I said, well, I do have feather pillows on my couch that sometimes poke my back. Y'all, it was just, I had a cyst on my back, which has probably been there for, I think I know what it's from. It's from an accident I had years and years ago. It has just been there. And I irritate, y'all, it goes right back to what I told you. I hurt my back at the gym. That irritated the cyst. Then it got infected. I leaned on a pillow sticking out, or a feather sticking out of my pillow. It punctured it. It got infected. I now have to go to a surgeon to have it removed.
Oh!
So, which I don't, in fairness, and some of you've had cysts before, and it's, you know, y'all, I watched it. She was telling me all this, and I just stopped her, and I said, Dr. Peterson, I said, I watched Dr. Pimple Popper religiously. I said, is this a sebaceous cyst? And she said, it is. And I said, and then y'all, they cleared it and drained it and all that. And I said, I'm ready. I said, but make sure you send me to the good doctor who is going to let me see the cyst after they pull it out. Cause I want to see it. Cause y'all, I see it on the Dr. Pimple Popper when she pulls the biggins out of people. And she said, it's not that big, but I said, well, I'm already disappointed because I was supposed to go to Las Wages and meet my friend Big Fatty this weekend. And now I'm on antibiotics until Sunday, so I can't, or through Sunday, so I can't go to Lost Wages. And she said,
because there's no drinking.
Oh, right. I thought that was implied. Like, I'm not going to go if I can't drink.
Especially
and she said, well, I've got some worse news for you. And I said, what? And she said, whenever you have this procedure, which is, y'all, it's in and out. It's probably 20 minutes. It's not, it's just
like going through a drive-through.
Kind of. Yeah. They just deaden the area and do this little thing. But they have to put stitches in to close it up. She said, so you're going to be on antibiotics again, most likely after that, because these get infected. And I said, well, I'm supposed to go to Lost Wages for the Easter. Y'all, I'm going to the horror event. And she said, is that so? And I said, yes. At which point she said, not if you want to drink. So, y'all, I've been put in a precarious position. Now, I texted my friend Larry up in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada, who is going on this trip with me. And he said, Larry, I had a heart attack when I was 50. So you take what I say with a grain of salt, but you got to take care of yourself. And I said, I am not saying that I don't take care of my, I mean, I don't. I mean, I did just have a delicious pork loin for lunch. But,
I just had pudding.
Oh, I had pork loin and carrots and potatoes, roasted potatoes. But I said, it's not that I'm worried about the procedure. Because, y'all, I'm not. It's a thing. My mother even said, well, if we had the antibiotics, you could probably just come here and I could take it out for you because I've done 100 of them in my career. She's like, it's not a big deal. And I said, I all the things. She's like, we just do them in the office. We didn't send you to a specialist. So anyway, I said, yeah.
So you're going
to
go see the hat.
Right.
And
well,
have your cyst removed.
So I texted the Hatterino I was done and I was like, it was just a sebaceous cyst. You know, whatever. I've got the referral to the doctor who's going to take it out. It's at St. Francis, which is not a hospital not exactly my first choice, but my doctor said that this is the best in town to do these little sorts of things. And they do normally also refer to MUSC, but she really thought this was a better option.
That's the music hospital.
Mm-hmm, it is. And she said, and honestly, you'd have to go downtown if it were MUSC. And I said, that's fair. And you know, because y'all, it'll be a consultation, the procedure, and then a follow-up to take the stitches out. So it's three trips. And I was like, in fairness, that probably is, you know, better just so I can not have to go to the music hospital. Right. Three separate times, pay for parking, should you be able to find it, you know, deal with all that. Because, y'all, it is a bit of a hassle, I can tell you. So, we're in the, like, do we cancel the lost wages? Y'all, we are going. Here's the thing. Once this heals, I'm fine. Like, the cyst is going to be there. It's not, you know. So, they're probably going to want to wait a little while to take it out. Ooh, it's starting to itch too. They're probably going to want to wait a little while to start taking it out. Anyway, y'all, it's this whole timing thing. So we'll see how it goes. But y'all, it has left us in limbo, in sober limbo.
Oh,
quite honestly. And, you know, we're,
it's a living hell.
It is. And y'all, while I was also not too sad since the NIP is going to be, y'all, Big Fatty never told me the NIP was going to be there when we realized our lost wages trips were overlapping. I didn't know that until last Sunday when we recorded and he said it. And y'all, I'm pretty sure he saw the look on my face when he said it because I said, I have a reputation. And Fatty and Durwood are just Fatty and Durwood. And they're just, you know, Fatty and Durwood. And they would not damage my reputation other than just being Fatty and Durwood. And why do you know those old people? Even though Durwood's not that much older than me. And, well, he is.
He's
actually
60.
Yeah, he is that much older than me. He just doesn't act like it. But y'all, when you get the NIP inebriated.
Delightful.
Sometimes the things he says are a bit, shall we say, crude. Maybe a little rough around the edges there. So either way, we are very sorry that we won't get to have a Sunday fun day at the Fun Hog Ranch with Big Fatty and Durwood. I really am. I was looking forward to it.
Yeah.
But again, no way in hell I'm going to Lost Wages if I can't have a beverage.
Correct.
Because, y'all, when you're in the casino, you have a beverage.
Right.
When you're in, well, if you, why the hell would you go if you're not going to the Hog or to the Badlands or to the, I don't know, wherever, the Eagle?
Anywhere.
Or the Garage or the Flex or, I mean, there's all the Dust, the Phoenix, all these places. Don't like most of them, but we were looking forward to the Eagle because it's finally gotten its shit together, we heard. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. They got closed down again, but now they're open again, and supposedly it's good. And we were supposed to go on our last trip, but we came home early, so we also need to apologize to the people that we ditched for that. But anyway, so y'all, I've done a whole lot of nothing, is the truth. And that's very exciting, I know. But y'all, it's, you know, it hurts. And we're finally back at the gymnatorium just walking, because y'all, we cannot sit on our ass anymore. I'm going to tell you, I've been going to the gym every day or 5-6 days a week for the last probably 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, I cannot just sit around the house all day. I cannot do
because
it.
Because if you do, you'll eventually be sitting around the house.
It's true. It's true. And the sweat burns a little bit, but you know what? Well worth
it. Gotta be done.
Just to get the movement going. So, but y'all, we've had to tell the gentleman caller that, oh, we just, you know, we can't, and y'all, it's not, but I can't bend. Like, I can't, like, it hurts to bend certain ways. So, like,
Can you play that vomit sound one more time?
Right. Okay. And I don't want any visuals. I'm just saying, like, even hugging someone, like, you can't, like, it hurts.
Well,
move my shoulder blades that way.
Draining more pus.
Right. So we don't really want to chance that. We don't want to make it worse. Let's put it that way. So we've been telling the MRGC, like, okay, well, maybe some other time, but y'all. And then also we were like, maybe we'll just, because there are several other friends I wouldn't mind seeing. And it's like, maybe I can go see them, but y'all, I can't sit I know it's going to get better quickly, but like, I'm pretty sure I can't sit in an airplane seat, you know, like with that pressure on it. Cause y'all, it's right in the middle of my back, about 3/4 of the way up. So it's exactly where you lean back, which is how the cyst likely occurred from an accident I had 25 years ago, probably, cause it's the exact place. So anyway, yeah, so there's that, but that's, you know.
Well, it's nice to know that there were no spiders injured in this event.
Well, y'all, and I still, like, the doctor was clear. She was like, I mean, it looks like a textbook spider bite. Because that's the first thing that the nurse practitioner said, was like, this is a textbook spider. She's like, I see it too. She's like, if we took a picture of it, there is no surgeon or doctor on this planet, most likely, who would say that's not a spider bite. She's like, but that's a cyst. Yeah, I could tell you about oatmeal, but we won't do that. So anyway, y'all, I'm okay.
I don't know what that means, but anyway.
Well, if you watch Dr. Pimple Popper, you will.
No, I don't.
I know. Poor Big Fatty. Y'all, he's got a sensitive stomach, that Big Fatty. He just... And no to the Monets or anything slightly graphic. Y'all, I love to see her open up a hematoma or love it. And she's such a calm, delightful lady. Anyway, so that's that. That's what my week's been like. Y'all, it has been a whirlwind. And the coal mine. Y'all, I was and truth be told, I was supposed to fly to Lost Wages on Thursday, the same day Big Fatty, Durwood, and the Nip are flying. But something came up at work with a big project. And the gentleman we were supposed to meet in the Philadelphias is going to be in town on Friday. So I got roped into just meeting him in Charleston's, which is actually fine because it means Lorena, who is still on my shit list, I don't have to travel with her right now. So
right.
that was fine. And I just pushed the days around a little bit of the lost wages trip. Now I've canceled it. And so I'm poopy and I'm sad, but I also am alive.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead.
All right, everyone, it's time to play the game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone quote-unquote famous who was born on this day, February 23rd. Now I have to tell you if they're dead or alive, if they're and who they are, because you'll never know. Big Fatty, who you got?
Yeah. Robert Lopez.
Oh, Robert Lopez. Y'all, he is alive, has not aged a day. Y'all, you'd probably know him by his stage name, which is that Mario Lopez.
Robert Lopez is okay. He is indeed alive. He is an American composer. He did Frozen,
and
he is the youngest ever person to become an EGOT winner.
Oh.
You know, that's an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, a Tony, and a that's it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. How about those are the EGOTs? All right.
I had dinner with him last week.
All right. George Handel.
Ooh, George Frederick Handel, dead as a doornail. Y'all, he was a famous composer back in the olden days. Big Fatty probably remembers him.
George Handel is indeed dead, and he is a composer and organist, and he's best known for water music and The Messiah.
All right, who else you got?
Victor Fleming.
Oh, Victor Fleming is dead? Yeah, I think he is. Yeah, Victor Fleming was a famous actor. I believe he was British as well. Yeah, that's all I got.
Best known for...
Yeah, I don't know, but I know the name in the credits. Yeah, I've
seen Victor Fleming is indeed dead, and he was an American film... a director, and he was director of The Wizard of Oz and Gone with the Wind.
How appropriate.
See how I worked that Wizard of Oz in to the game there?
I see.
Let's see. Damon John.
Damon John. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, this one might be a guess. This is one that I am not too familiar
really?
With. Yeah, and it's not usual that I have to guess, but y'all, I'm gonna go with alive,
okay.
And that Damon John. It sounds like I've heard his name in the sports field, so maybe he was the sports ball commentator.
Yes, Damon John is indeed alive. He's an American businessman, founder of FUBU, and is a shark on ABC's Shark Tank. You know, people love the Shark Tank.
The old people do like the Shark Tank, so...
They like chocolate pudding, too, just
Y'all would have whipped cream on the top, so whatever he says. The pudding might have been dairy-free, but the whipped cream was not, I'm guessing.
No, it wasn't. And, you know, Sunday's an old person day because, you know, you got the Jane Pauley show in the morning.
Ooh.
And then you got the 60 minutes in the evening and some pudding.
I tell you what, and y'all, and the weather is a little frightful this afternoon. You got 20-mile-an-hour winds.
I've already had to secure Fern Gully for the next couple of days.
I'm going to tell you, it says 20, but that was what it sounds like during a hurricane here at the Vader Family Compound.
Coming back to the villa, the street lights were almost horizontal.
Yeah.
They were probably at a 45-degree angle.
Yeah, it's calmed down, and it was supposed to, but yeah, it was, I was upstairs.
By street lights, I mean traffic lights.
Well, I mean, I would hope so, but then again, you know, over there in Fat Acres.
You never know with the old people, you know. So, speaking of being old and gray and fat and bald, any other news?
No, I got nothing. I wonder if someone else does, though.
I doubt it.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Just out of curiosity, do you also have restless leg syndrome?
Ooh, Yes. And restless shoulder syndrome, too. I don't
know if that's a thing. And cysty back syndrome.
I definitely have that.
I've fallen and I can't get up syndrome.
Oh, Lord. Hey, lady. Don't go in there.
Don't go in there.